we have this body. We wanted to have this body because we could think of all the pleasures it could bring, all the pleasures we could find by having a body. But it also has its drawbacks, one of which is that it leaves us exposed to cold and heat, other extremes in the world. So we want to make sure that we can make a distinction between the mind and the body, so that when the body is suffering, the mind doesn't have to suffer along with it. Say when you're dealing with pain, you want to be able to see that the pain is one thing, the body is something else, your awareness is something else still. And to do that, you have to get the mind really concentrated and very still to see where you make the bridge between these things. On a day like this, there's a bridge between the heat outside, the warmth in the body, and then the mind, your awareness. It's possible to be aware of these things, but without laying claim to them. As the Buddha said, wisdom lies in seeing these things as separate. And they separate out only when you let them be still. It's like a salad dressing of vinegar and oil. If you keep shaking it up, the vinegar and oil are going to be mixed all the time. But if you let it sit, they separate out on their own. Or like milk and cream. In the old days, when I was a child, we didn't get homogenized milk. They would deliver milk to the back door. And the cream was on the top and the milk was down on the bottom. Naturally, they hadn't provided a factory that would separate those things out. And as soon as you shook up the bottle, then everything got mixed. So make sure you don't shake your mind too much today. Try to keep it quiet. You notice what the animals do when there's heat. They hide out and they're very quiet. They come out in the cool of the evening and the cool of the morning. But in the middle of the day, they know to conserve their heat, conserve themselves. So keep the mind still like that. There may be activities you have to do in the course of the day, but try to keep the mind as still as possible. If you find it going into thoughts of how hot it is outside, remind yourself, heat is a property of the body, of physical things. Whereas the mind is something separate. And you can see that more clearly, the more you can make the mind still. So learn how to keep the mind still with the breath. Here again, the breath is just one of the properties of the body. The heat property is one thing, the breath property is something else. So allow the breath to be cool. Keep your mind cool with the breath. And of course, you take care of the body. Make sure you get plenty of water and plenty of salt. And don't go exposing yourself to the sun too much. But otherwise, the main issue is going to be in your mind. Because this is an important skill you're going to have to learn in all kinds of areas. We live in a world of aging, illness, and death. We live in a world of separation. We have to learn how to live in this world but not suffer from the aging or the illness or the death or the separation. It means we have to develop good, solid qualities inside, things we can depend on. This is why we have the concept of refuge. You take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, and the Sangha. So not so much taking refuge in the Buddha who lived 2,600 years ago. It's taking refuge in the qualities of the mind that he developed and that he can teach you to develop. And they become your refuge, even though we live in this world of all kinds of things going on. Still, we don't have to suffer. We also don't get tempted into misbehaving the way a lot of other people are misbehaving. So there is that sense in which you're separate. There's a wisdom in seeing where we're interconnected, but there's also wisdom in seeing where we're separate. And part of being separate is having your own independent source of goodness inside, independent source of wisdom inside. That's someone no one else can do for you. But with proper training, you can do it for yourself. So the body is one thing, the mind is something else. The heat may affect the body, but the mind doesn't have to be hot.